Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this coming Sunday, the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, we will be reading as a gospel passage the concluding verses of that marvelous sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, the chapter that is dedicated to Jesus as the bread of life, and how, in fact, our participation in that bread of life is a participation in the eternal life that Jesus lives fully and has come to share with us. I have mentioned, of course, this chapter in John before, but it really calls us to a constant and deeper meditation on its meaning and how it touches all of our lives within the Church. We had already this past Sunday heard about the great promise of the bread of life, that promise of eternal life, of happiness, of a peace and a joy. And this coming Sunday, we're going to hear some very strong language on the part of Jesus when he tells us that only those who eat of his flesh and drink his blood will have that eternal life promised in his ministry and his appearance among us. And having then preached the meaning of the words of the bread of life, Jesus comes to a point where a decision has to be made. That is, do you believe? Throughout this discourse, throughout the chapter 6, as Jesus spoke, we are told that there was a murmuring in the crowd, and then some open opposition. Not only questions like, how can this be, but questioning that was really a rejection of what some in the crowd were hearing. And it is remarkable that as the murmuring continued and grew louder, our Lord became more insistent upon the meaning of his words, upon feasting on that bread of life. And it came to a point where some in the crowd said, how can we endure these hard words of the Lord? And they turned from him. And we are even told in a small detail that some of those who left had actually been accounted disciples. And when this occurred, Jesus said to his apostles, are you too going to leave? And Peter, having spoken for all of the apostles, responded, Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of everlasting life. It is interesting to note that Peter does not say, well, Lord, we understand perfectly what you are telling us, and it makes sense to us. But rather, Peter, even probably lacking a real understanding or a desired clarity, still realizes that there is no other voice that really can call men and women to this eternal life. And that even in difficulty of understanding, we still have to attend to the words of Jesus, for he is, in a sense, the conduit of the truth of God and our future happiness and well-being. And understanding this response of Peter, given in a marvelous faith, we look back to the very beginning of chapter 6 of John and realize that our Lord spoke of himself as the bread of life after two very interesting events. The first was the feeding of the 5,000, at the end of which the crowd rushed at Jesus, hoping to make him king. They believed that he was the Messiah that they had often dreamed about, the one who would throw off the rule of Rome, would reestablish the independence of Israel. And Jesus, realizing that they had misinterpreted this great feast, ran from their presence up into the mountain. And the next time that the disciples saw Jesus was when they were in a boat on the sea and caught in a storm. And they looked up and they saw Jesus coming toward them, walking on the water. And Jesus approached them, and he said simply to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." And it was the connection of this feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking over the stormy waters, manifesting the reality that he had, in fact, authority even over the power of nature, that we make a very interesting connection, I think, that the early church wanted us to make in preserving these two accounts, these two miracles, side by side. There is a connection between the Holy Eucharist and the loss of all fear, even the fear of death. And although there may be a lack of complete understanding in the words of Jesus, as he spoke about feeding on his body and drinking his blood, there is simply no other place to go than to the Lord who spoke those words. And in speaking those words, commanding us constantly to participate in the Holy Eucharist, our Lord is saying that through our constant devotion to that great sacrament, we will come to understand. We will come to enjoy the great gift of eternal life. And he said, "Remember that I fed the 5,000. I'm concerned not only with your physical well-being, but also with your spiritual care." And in realizing how you are being fed, both bodily and spiritually, how you then come to realize that God is master of all things created. He is there to lift you up. He is there to cast away all fear. Now, I've often found that these words, this powerful presentation in the sixth chapter of John, was always a great source of consolation. A consolation that comes to us in difficult times, when we may be surrounded by lurking questions, by difficulties within our world, by our own personal difficulties and challenges. We think back on how when Jesus approached the frightened apostles in that boat on the Sea of Galilee, we want to hear as well the words that Jesus spoke to them. "It is I, do not be afraid." And when we know that Jesus is present to us, as he is in the great gift of the Eucharist, We also remember words spoken by Jesus at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. When preparing to ascend to his heavenly Father, he says to his disciples, "Remember this, I am with you always until the end of the ages." And we have to remember that one of the most significant gifts that our Lord gave to his church and the faithful within it is that gift of the Holy Eucharist. A Holy Eucharist whose power and meaning was firmly established in the sacrifice of our Lord upon the cross and upon his having been raised to new life on Easter Sunday. Remembering that great gift that is one of the surest possessions of the Church, we find here a source of renewal and strength, wisdom and mercy. If we understand and accept his commands and his leadership, in the end, all will be well, for all things are a grace. And remember as well that when our Lord died upon the cross and his side was opened by the soldier's lance, exposing his most sacred heart, from that heart poured out the water and blood, which is the source of our sacramental life. And in the presence of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, remembering his gift and his presence among us, we realize that we do live and can live through the difficult times, and we may even transform them according to the Lord himself.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.